dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
That's right. It's time once again for You Big Dummy. That's right. This is when we take real news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. We read them and we vote on them. And then you can be the first person through after we finish with the five dummy stories and the wrap-up. We will do a recap, open up the phone lines. First person through will be our third vote on who's the biggest dummy today. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. They're either the worst. Oh, boy, hold on a minute. Who's the dummy now? They're either the world's most accommodating criminals, the greediest, the most optimistic, or the dumbest, or maybe all of the above. The BBC reports that on 15 tense minutes Saturday for a Belgian e-cigarette shop owner, identified simply as Didier, when a half dozen wannabe armed robbers showed up mid-afternoon at the store, I told them clearly that 3 p.m. is not the best time to hold up the store, Didier tells CNN. Instead, he managed to stammer out if they came back later on, he'd possibly have many more euros to hand over. To his surprise, they agreed that was actually a good idea, and they left. The cops didn't buy Didier's story that the suspects would actually return, but they did, not once, but twice. First, the suspect showed up back at around 5:30 p.m., and Didier shook his head and said they came back too early. I berated them, saying, "You have to buy a watch," he says, noting that he had to come back at 6:30 when the store would close for the evening. The hopefuls were back at Didier's door an hour later, and plainclothes cops were there to nab them. "It's like it was a comedy," said the shop owner. "They're being called the worst robbers in Belgium."
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number two, dummy number two. The heist.
Digging that reverb this morning.
I don't know what's going on, man. The heist went exactly as planned. Overnight thieves drove a stolen van right through the front doors of a marijuana shop in Colorado Springs, grabbed as much pot as they could carry, abandoned the van, and then fled in a getaway vehicle. The only hitch? All the marijuana they grabbed was actually oregano, says the owners of the Native Roots dispensary. The still-at-large thieves, believed to be teenagers, grabbed all the stuff in the display cases, and those cases don't contain the real thing, they reported. Had the thieves made it into the locked, quote-unquote, bud room, the story would have been different.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You gotta bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo gonna be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
The bud room?
Says that you need the reverb for. Yeah, man, the bud room.
Yeah, man, the bud room. Dummy number three, dummy number three. Number three. Taunting a bison is not only unwise, it will land you in legal trouble at Yellowstone. Now, the same applies to tempting fate near Old Faithful. An unidentified man has been charged with multiple offenses, including going off trail in a thermal area after he appeared to urinate in the famous hot spring geyser while ignoring orders to move away. A bunch in the of the crowd thought he was going to jump, a Michigan woman who witnessed the stunt said. We didn't know what was going to happen. A park ranger shouts reportedly at the man to get back to the boardwalk in a video that was included in the story. He eventually does, but not before lying down briefly, and that's when the rangers arrested him.
Here's something for you right here. Want it, dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
I like that. I like that he was so tired from what, peeing into the into Old Faithful, that he just had to
have a lay down.
He had to have a lay down. Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Police in Louisiana say a woman came home to discover a naked stranger in her tub eating Cheetos while taking a bath. A Monroe police affidavit says 29-year-old Evelyn Washington was arrested on burglary and property damage charges. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that Washington was, quote, caught orange-handed with nowhere to run. And that a responding officer found, quote, a full tub of water and a plate of food along with half-eaten Cheetos belonging to the victim on the toilet next to the tub. What? Washington told the homeowner and police that an unknown male had told her to break into the house. Police found a tall ice chest under the broken window.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
All right. We're going to break here, and we got one more dummy to talk about, and then we will vote on who the biggest dummy is. So that's all coming up right here on 720 WGN. And all right. Hey, you know what? Can we throw in one of those things?
Sure.
All right, let's do that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're going to break here. When we come back, we've got one more dummy. We got a vote. You guys can call in. Whoever is the first person through to vote will be able to cast their vote. And that's all coming up after the news. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, and we are here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich follows at 5 o'clock with the opening bell, and my main man, the great Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. It's Friday, and we are in the middle of our regular Friday features. We've got Straight Out of Context, you've got Nick D Show Spies all coming up, and then we get all funky with Fly Jams Friday. And we'll get your requests in, play some Fly Jams and all that cool stuff. And and we've got a Blackhawks Express. It's not pleasant, but we do have it. That's all coming up. But we got to get back into our You Big Dummy. You Big Dummy! Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy five. A would-be bank robber turned into a would-be bank customer on Friday afternoon. The suspect walked into a Bayonne, New Jersey bank and handed the teller a note demanding, quote, all the money. But as the teller read the note, he snatched it back and said he wanted to open up an account. A customer service rep met with him in another area, but the suspect didn't have the ID needed to open an account. As the man was meeting with yet another employee, the teller told the customer service rep about the note. That employee confronted the suspect and escorted him out of the building. By the time police and bank security were alerted to the incident, he was gone. An investigation continues. All right. Let's do a recap here, and then we have to vote. And we want you to call in after we do the recap, after we vote. Dan will vote, I'll vote, and then we want you to call up at 312-981-7200 to vote. Okay, are we ready? Here's the, let's do the recap. We got the store owner to tell the robbers to come back later, and they did twice. We've got the idiots who tried to steal a bunch of pot, but it turned out to be oregano. We've got the guy who peed into Old Faithful, laid down, and got busted. We've got the naked woman in the tub munching on Cheetos. That is not her house, obviously. And we've got a would-be bank robber who wants to actually open up an account. So those are our dummies. And Dan, where are you going with the vote here?
I like the convenience store robbers that were told to come back later and then did twice.
Yeah,
at a more convenient time.
Also, the other thing is that it's an e-cigarette shop. Which that's what adds to it.
That's what it was.
It's a nice thing. But yeah, they came back like twice. Idiots. All right. You know, I got to go. Obviously, we're going to have a third vote here. But I have to go with the idiots who stole oregano instead of pot. And I mean, one of the reasons why is because the detail of the bud room. That's, I think, is my favorite part of it. But the guys who ended up, you know, it wasn't real pot. So that's my vote. Now, let's see what we got for our caller here. Here's Teresa. Teresa, what are you voting on? Are you there, Teresa? Oh, wait a minute. Are you there, Teresa?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
Oregano in Colorado.
All right, oregano in Colorado. We have a winner. Thank you, Teresa.
You're welcome.
Okay, there you go. There it is. Okay, so that's it. It's we've got our dummy of the week, and they thought they were stealing pot, but they stole oregano. See, you can't trust the display case.
Yeah, and I never knew that either, that the stuff on display
is fake.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
It does. It totally makes sense. I didn't know that either. But yeah, and also the bud room. That's just like right there, man.
Love the bud room.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. We will have more dummies next week because there's never a lack of dummies. Never, ever a lack of dummies. All right. Why don't we try this one out for size? So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
All right, you know what this is. This is when you listen to this radio station 24 hours a day, and whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context, we want you to jot it down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We play them back and we giggle because we're nine. That's basically it. Okay, Dan, we want to thank all the listeners who donated.
Absolutely.
Contributed this week, so let's get to it.
Yeah, usually we get to thank everybody individually, but circumstances have led me to have the audio, but not the cut sheet that goes along with it.
Right.
So thank you if you've sent anything in, and hopefully we hear your cut on the air here. So let's begin with King John Williams.
Okay.
Now that'll go up. Probably around 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Now, that was innocent enough, right? I'm assuming that he was talking about something going up on the website.
We were talking about Afternoon Delight earlier.
Yeah, that's what it was, what it is. Okay, all right, so, okay, who's next?
All right, next let's go to Rokan.
And he goes, anybody going to eat this? And you could have literally, it was like a magic wand. It was that long.
Wait a minute, man. Come on now. Okay. Who's next?
Next, a familiar voice from a couple of weeks ago on this show. It's Esmeralda Leon.
Uh-oh.
And you.
Let's get on this.
Yeah. Esmeralda was in a couple of weeks ago because we were celebrating Dan Shugru's birthday the week before we went on vacation. Dan's birthday was the 21st of November, and we celebrated it the Friday before we took a week off for Thanksgiving. And Esmeralda was lovely enough to come down. We're going to have Esmeralda on again in December.
Oh, that's cool.
She's got another You, Me, Them, Everybody talk show that she's going to be doing. It's an anniversary edition, and she's going to come back down, and we'll do that before the holidays. We'll get her in here. So that'll be cool. Okay, who's next?
Next, we have Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini.
Okay.
I love wood.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't love wood? Let me just ask that question to everybody. All right.
Next, let's go to Mark Carmen.
I was massaging it last night.
That's good. That's a good one. Okay.
All right. Next, we'll check in with Steve Cochran.
She will be ready to take care of you.
Oh, boy. All right.
Next, we have a little bit of Judy Pilak, but mostly Tom Skilling.
You guys should have a measure off, you and Tom.
Maybe 2.5 times, you know, as large.
Oh, good for you, Tom. Good for you, buddy. All right.
Next, another one from Tom Skilling.
Uh-oh.
Are we going to be able to sit on his lab?
Did his voice crack there? I think it did. Cracked there. Oh, man. Have a measure off and sit on his lap. That's what's going on right there. All right.
Next, we go back to John Williams.
It massages you. You can put it on vibrate.
Yeah. All right. Next.
All right. Next, let's go to John Hansen.
It's really hard.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. Back to Lou Man.
I'm going up and down with my hands.
Oh, man. That's really filthy. Okay.
All right. Back to King John for this one.
This week we did it on Wednesday because of the holiday.
Okay.
All right. Next, how about Brian Noonan?
Now is the time to start getting it in.
Mm. Okay. That was when he made my show filthy while I was away, I guess.
There were a couple of drops there.
Okay.
Last week.
Okay.
Next, let's go to Dean Richards and Andy Mazur.
It's not that long.
No.
Okay, it's not that
long. It only seems that long.
Okay.
All right, next, how about Steve Bertrand?
Turn off all the lights to me and the computer.
Oh, God. I did not want to picture that. All right. Okay.
All right, next, back to Rokon.
We landed a fairly sizable unit.
Okay.
All right. Next, how about Andrea Darlis?
Oh, good.
I wish it would have gone on longer, but that's pretty good.
Oh, man. Oh, man. All right.
And I think as long as I've been doing these, this is the farthest we've been into this without hearing from Bill and Wendy. So let's hear from them.
Wow. Okay.
And yeah. Then you slide the rod in.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. Come on. Oh, jeez. All right.
And finally, we hear from Wendy again.
I'm still going to do it when I'm 60.
Good for you, Wendy. Good for you. All right. Thank you to everybody who contributed. We've got yes. Nick D Show Spies coming up as well. And then get your Fly Jam requests ready to go. DJ Longfellow is here. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. All right. Here's your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. For today, partly cloudy and a high of 39. Tonight, clouds will increase overnight. Rain will spread over the area, a low of 36. For tomorrow, cloudy, steady rain embedded with some thunderstorms possible in a high of 46. For Sunday, fog and drizzle to open the day. Then it'll turn cloudy and cooler, high of 43. And then for Monday, mostly cloudy and a high of 35. It's currently 33 degrees at O'Hare. It's 34 at Midway, 35 at the lakefront. We will take a break. We come back. We've got Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll get funky with some fly jams. Get your requests in now, 312-981-7200. And then also we've got a Blackhawks Express, an unfortunate Blackhawks Express to play back. That's all coming up right here, so stay tuned. 312-981-7200.
Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like. So what's all of us? There ain't
nobody
spies.
Like hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies, spies, spies like us.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studio. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday. Get ready to call in your requests for Funky Friday morning. And we're here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and Steve Cochran at 6. So we are back. We're doing our regular Friday features, and this is Nick D Show Spies. This is when you, the listener, listen 24/7 to this station. Whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show in any capacity, you become a spy. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, how many we got?
All right, through a little legwork, I was able to uncover 4 spies this week.
4, okay.
The first one is Brian, who came through with this one from the John Williams Show.
But on her post, Nick DiGilio also signed in. And Nick said that unless it's a pizza at the front door that I ordered, I don't answer the door.
We're more accessible than ever, and we're less likely to engage than ever.
Here's my question. When there's a knock at the door, what do?
Go straight to the window, but so the person can't see you, and check who it is.
I open the door.
I answer the door, too.
I never.
Yeah, no, I don't. If I'm not expecting, I don't answer the door. I don't.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah. No, I just.
But isn't that what the peephole is for? Not the peephole.
I have a peephole, but, I mean, I live in an apartment building, so they'd have to, like, be buzzed in.
Right.
You know, they'd ring the doorbell outside, and they'd have to be
buzzed. You'd have to be able to see the entrance.
They'd be buzzed in. And so, I don't, unless John said, unless I order a pizza, unless I know there's, like, food to be delivered, or unless I'm expecting someone, nope. Nope. So, that's just me. All right. What's next?
Next from Scott in Streamwood. It is this is caller Jasmine who phoned into the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis.
You know, if you see him, could you just let him know Jasmine says hi, and I'm sorry I haven't listened to his show in months.
Oh, of course we'll let Nick D know, and hopefully this will make it to Nick D's Spies. So if somebody can mark it, you can play that for him, and that Jasmine says hello.
Oh, good. Hi, Jasmine. You don't have to apologize for not listening. It's okay. So there you go. All right. Well, that was nice. Thank you, Jasmine. Okay.
Next, from Aaron and Aurora, we have one from Steve Bertrand and Bill and Wendy.
You said cafe, so you sewed the loop to go over the rod, or how do they attach
to
the rod?
No, there's just a pocket. I sewed a 2-inch pocket, right? And then you slide the rod in.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nick.
Go ahead.
Take it.
Yep. We did. See, they, you know, like, it's
you could have cut the end of that one as a context.
Yeah, there's no question about it. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, it's gotten to the point now, you know, we've been doing this segment for such a long time that people know, they know when they say something, and it's like, oh, boy. So, all right, this is the last one?
Last one here. Right. It's from Rob, and it's Steve Grzanich and Steve Cochran.
I heard a fun fact on the Nick DiGilio show this morning about Donner, the name Donner and Blitzen. Do you know what that
is? I don't, no.
The thunder and lightning in German.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Look at Nick coming through.
A listener called in and said that's what Donder and Blitzen mean.
How about that? Look at Cochran. Look at Nick coming through like he's surprised. Like he's surprised something informative or entertaining could come from this.
It's about time.
Yeah. I've only been doing this for 33 years. At some point, there had to be some sort of entertainment or educational value. Look at Nick coming through. Thank you, Steve. All right, thank you guys for spying and for listening to the Straight Out of Context and all that cool stuff. We'll do it again next week.